This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The first World Audio-Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, will begin today at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the four-day summit. The event will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. Government has decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said that caste enumeration will strengthen the social and economic structure of the society while the nation continues to progress.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया है। जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है, वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है। इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना-बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए, जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए।
Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the length of the highway will be over 166 kilometers and it will improve connectivity to Tripura, Mizoram, Manipur and the Barak Valley region of Assam. The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugarcane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the 46th edition of Pragati, an ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving centre and state governments. During the meeting, eight significant projects were reviewed, including three road projects, two projects each of the railways and port and shipping and waterways. The combined cost of these projects, spread across different states and union territories, is around 90,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi added that all ministries and departments should ensure that the identification of beneficiaries is done strictly through biometrics-based Aadhaar authentication or verification. He also instructed to explore the potential for integrating additional programs into the Pradhan Mantri Matra Vandana Yojana. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till the 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircrafts registered in Pakistan's aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators including military aircraft during the period. Bangladesh Supreme Court has stayed the High Court order granting bail to Chinmoy Krishnadas, the former ISKCON monk and spokesperson of Bangladesh Sammilito Sanatani Jagaran Jyoti in a sedition case. Judge of the Appellate Division of Supreme Court, Justice Rezul Haq, passed the order after hearing an appeal filed by the State Council hours after the High Court granted him bail yesterday. The United States has announced that it has signed an economic partnership agreement with Ukraine that will allow Washington access to Kyiv's rare earth minerals in exchange for a joint fund to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. Washington and Kyiv have also been engaged in intense negotiations for a couple of months to reach an agreement to provide the United States with access to Ukraine's natural resources. A team comprising top sprinters Guri Dirmal Singh, Animesh Kujur, Manikanta Hoblidar and Amlan Borgohain broke the national record in the men's 4x100m relay at the second Indian Open relay competition held in Chandigarh yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated host Chennai Super Kings CSK by 4 wickets last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.